Today we pay tribute to a Jamaican and Caribbean business icon, Gordon Butch Stewart, who has died at the age of 79.
Put yourself in the customer's shoes, and whatever that you think you would like, do it for your customers.
Prime Minister Mia Motley described him as the quintessential Jamaican, but also as one for whom his love of country never translated into insularity. She was among several Caribbean leaders paying tribute to this Jamaican businessman who started and developed the Sandals Hotel chain.
Gordon Arthur Cyril Stewart was born on July 6, 1941 in Kingston, Jamaica. After completing his education in the United Kingdom, Mr. Stewart became a salesman and was eventually appointed as a sales manager of Dutch-owned Curaçao Trading Company. Stewart left in 1968 and founded his own business, Appliance Traders Limited. He was also the founder of the Jamaica Observer newspaper, and in the 1990s he bought a majority stake in Air Jamaica. But perhaps Mr. Stewart will be best remembered across Jamaica and the globe for his success in building the acclaimed Sandals International Resorts brand, which has been consistently recognized as the world's leading all-inclusive.
It is said that his mother ran an appliance dealership while his father, Gordon, was a radio maintenance technician. Butch, who got his nickname from an American sailor, formed his first business in 1968. It was called Appliance Traders Limited, now known as ATL. This company started in the air conditioning sector before making the transition to other appliances and furniture and later into the automotive sector. According to the Jamaica Gleaner newspaper, Mr. Stewart went on to found the Jamaica Observer in 1993. But it was his role in the tourism sector that brought him to prominence not only in Jamaica, but across the Caribbean and the world. The Gleaner says, the idea for the hotel came as a result of Stewart's ingenuity, as he set about finding the answer to Jamaica's shortage of foreign exchange, which reached dangerously low levels in the 1970s, when there was a flirtation with democratic socialism. His appliance business wasn't spared, and so he figured that foreigners bringing in hard currency could be the solution to foreign exchange problems. The Gleaner continued, in defiance of many in his inner circle and warnings that the noise from the nearby Sangster International Airport would make his venture a failed experiment, Stewart bought and transformed the 99-room Bay Rock Beachfront Hotel, which was underwater in 1981. Under his leadership, the then-struggling hotel was transformed into a flagship property for Sandals Resorts International. There are now 15 Sandals properties across the Caribbean. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Butch Stewart, as you said, is a Jamaican icon, a businessman of the highest order, a Jamaican, a nationalist, someone who truly and deeply loved his country. His charity and philanthropy knows no bounds in Jamaica. His contribution, his work, and his value to the society will be deeply missed. But, you know, look, Butch Stewart was more than anything else a marketer. And he understood the power of branding, the power of promotion. And he used that to not just build his business, but to build Brand Jamaica. The same thing as he did with the Save the Dollar initiative. Same thing he would do when he advertised Sandals and he advertised Jamaica. He was a supreme marketer. And, he is one of our great businessmen.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness on the passing of Gordon Butch Stewart.
Put yourself in the customer's shoes, and whatever that you think you would like, do it for your customers.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.